The Rob, Anybody, and Don Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody actually stand this show? And now, back to Rad Radio.
Quick email comment here from Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
We were talking about being able to use your non-dominant hand to do things. Dawn grew up being forced to do things with her right hand because she's left-handed. And yes, it really is based in some wacky, no offense, biblical stuff. Because I mean that.
I don't know if it's biblical. I think it's made. It's religious.
You're right.
It's not in the Bible at all.
Thank you for correcting me on that. You're absolutely.
And even it's our own crazy stuff that we come up with. That's not even in the Bible.
And even you admit that one. That one's out there.
But I believed it for a long. I mean, as a kid, you're frightened.
Yeah.
You're like, I gotta keep the devil away.
Lindsay says, "Dawn, I eat, hold my phone, and write with my left hand. I do everything else with my right hand."
So weird.
Same idea,
that's
right?
That's
so weird.
The best things in life aren't free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. Winrose Change. That's what I want. Winrose Change. That's what I want. Winrose Change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in Rob Shore of Change. Winrose Change.
Okay, I do not know by memory the Bible front to back, but if you do, Rob, maybe there's something in there that the old country assumed said that. I don't know, or we just got it from somewhere else and it wasn't in there.
Like you said,
who
I mean,
knows?
Look, there's.
But it's not something that's real.
No,
it's.
Let's get to Win Rob's Change. We're doing a mega bucket. Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, is giving us the clues. We've had two guesses and two clues. Caller 18 is Alex. Hello, Alex.
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 You there, buddy?
Alex.
Or ma'am?
Alex.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I love a girl named Alex.
Good morning, anybody.
There we go.
Hey, ma'am.
Right.
All right, Alex, we've had those two guesses and two clues. If somehow you have figured out what those... Now, the first two clues, there was something that was related. There was a similarity.
Sure.
I don't know how you put it into a number, but what's your guess?
I'll say $1,983.18.
Okay, and don't tell me what it would be, but I'm just curious. Alex, is there any reason for that guess based on the first two clues, or are you just throwing out a number?
I went off of the first clue with that guess.
Okay, all right, which we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Thank you. So you went off the first clue. Because, again, I mean, I would have started doing some stuff based on the first clue. I would have started Googling some things and then trying to figure out, okay, what's it related to the number? So the number here is $1,983.18.
You lose.
Oh, man. Yeehaw, ching, ching, pow, pow.
And if you're keeping track, clue number three will keep you in the same area, I would guess, because clue number three is, it's raining men. Hallelujah. Your third clue for Win Rob's Change in the Mega Bucket Round is, it's raining men. Hallelujah. All right, if you can do anything with those three clues and get the right answer, we will play again at 9:30. Remember, for a second chance to win Rob's Change, you have to get in on the Circles Second Chance giveaway. Download the free social media positivity app, Circles with an S, where you follow friends and family for recommendations in 1,500 categories, ranging from restaurants to everything you need for your car, home, finances, so much more. Now, if you're a user of Circles, you need to create a group chat in the Circles app. You go to the homepage right there in the lower left corner. It says messages. You hit that, and you need to invite friends who aren't users of Circles. That's the key. You also have to include the Circles buddy. You'll understand all this when you hit the messages button. It's who do you want to message, and you can literally type in the search bar, S-I-R-C-L-E-S buddy, and here comes the Siberian Husky. You have to invite that's how the Circles is able to track the guesses, because within your group chat, you will guess the amount of money in the bucket. And if you have four people who chat with you as a result of this, whether they download Circles and use it or not, which I don't know why they wouldn't, but they can't be Circles users when you invite them. So if you have four people, then each of you has four guesses. The trick, though, is You have to have all your guesses in by midnight this Friday. I don't know that we're going to have a winner to win Rob's change by then based on these clues and such, but you have to have your guesses in, and then circles will hold them until we announce the winning amount. And the person who got it right first, like they were in first in one of the chats, or they get closest within 1 cent, and then we go to, well, if more than one person did, whoever got closer, that's who will be the second winner of Win Rob's Change. And the reason we do it midnight this Friday is that ties into your final chance to invest in the current WeFunder campaign, to be part of Circles with an S like so many of us are. If you want to invest, I've invested tens of thousands of dollars of my own money in it. And you can get in now, long before it becomes what it might, the Yelp killer. If that happens and nobody can guarantee it, you can turn a small amount of money into life-changing, like, end-of-career type stuff. Like, I can do whatever I want if that were to happen.
Like a whole vault filled with gold coins so I can go swimming in it like Scrooge McDuck?
Hey, man, absolutely. If it does what we all believe that it could. Go to radradio.com, click on the Circles logo. It'll take you right to WeFunder. That's how you can invest. You only have until midnight to do that. That has nothing to do with your second chance to win Rob's Change. It's just that's how we came up with the deadline for you to get your guesses in for the second chance to win Rob's Change. Meanwhile, we'll play it live later on this morning at 9:30 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.